Jessica Manon a fait direct pranam ni akin manasa kitasuru. Our king, whenever the yogi desires to leave his planet of human beings, he should not be perplexed about the proper time or place, but should sit comfortably without being disturbed, and regulating the life air should control the senses by the mind. This is the important factor. No? Most quickly forgotten. I can think of some little things. Are you well? This is an important factor often forgotten. That body is not staying always. We are staying always, but body is not staying always. There we are, time and body and soul are parting. Now we are thinking like that time will not come. It will be sometime in the future or some long time in the future. Our Shutaji, young man, newly married, new child. Oh, even, nah, I'm 30, 40 years. Nah, not so close. Nah. But anyway, whether it is 30 years or 30 days or 30 minutes, it is coming. Yeah, that is the examination that all we're facing. Everyone will face. So, any good student has to do preparation for examination. Yeah? So, this is important things to make preparation for this point. Yeah? As much as we're able to, we should begin this cultivation about how to prepare for this time. Yeah? It is a reality. Everyone thinks, oh, living of body, from living of the separation of body and soul, oh, it is a very unpleasant thing to talk about. And no, it's a very real thing to talk about. And isn't it, why should it be unpleasant? Well, you are doing bad things now, therefore you're worried about the future. If you are doing good things now, there's nothing to worry about. Huh? Everyone is thinking, oh, what will be happen next? Nah, that means they haven't done preparation, isn't it? A good student is not worried about examination time. Huh? Peaceful, relaxed. Who has not done study, he's having difficulty. Huh? If someone is sufficiently prepared, then they can peacefully, comfortably, telling here, comfortably, sukham, comfortably approach these things. Or they will approach us. Actually, even not a yogi, even an ordinary person, when they spend enough time in this body, and just let's just say they come by natural death, let's say, or natural time, then they can feel, my grandmother was dying and in last 12 hours, being a GP for 50 years, saying, oof, I don't want to stay now. I'm not staying any longer. And within 12 hours, leaving. So some kind of realization comes. Not to a spiritual, even to a non-spiritual person, non-trained person. So it says when a yogi decides to leave. Well, even a non-yogi can know, oh, I don't want to stay in this body anymore. Finish enough. Enough. Oh. So then we have to be ready what to do then. It is for our benefit, for our own interest. So then, what we have trained, what we have practiced, it will become relevant at that time. Right? Oh, he's there, hiding. Right? Well, there's so many people here, every side. Prakat and apricot. Naham prakasha samasya. Not showing everyone. Then, this is how bhakti yoga is meant for this training. That we can be forewarned is forearmed. That we know, okay, it is coming, and we also know what is the process by which we can overcome death. Yeah? Who is in devotional service, he has no fear of death. Yeah? We are playing kartel, according to one shastra written by one Vaishnava. We are playing kartel in this standard way of playing, 1, 2, 3. It is telling jaya, jaya, jaya. Yeah? Jaya over death. Yeah? Jaya over Yamaraj. And jaya over the servants of Yamaraj. When we are playing this kartel in Krishna Kirtan, these three victories are ours. Yeah? So who is in Krishna Bhakti, he has victory. There is no fear for him. So we are training ourselves, situating ourselves in Krishna Bhakti. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, if someone is one moment surrendered to Krishna, then Yamaraj is telling to his followers, you don't go near that person. In fact, Bhagavatam is telling that he will never see Yamaduta, even in dream not see. Yeah. So who is in bhakti has no fear for these things, actually. So we have the means to be fearless, conquering of death. Only we have to apply, that's all. It's not so difficult, actually. It's not so difficult. Just a matter of applying. Yeah? Putting our attention there. This is the whole point. Where is our attention? Where is our body is? That is easy to adjust. But where's our attention? That is a little bit more difficult, no? Body is here, but mind is anywhere else, yeah? In JB, in the office, in the argument with my flatmate. What is happening, no? We have to apply our minds to Krishna. Manmanabhava madbhakto, no? Mind is applying to Krishna. Applying to Krishna Seva, applying to Krishna Katha. Anything Krishna, applying mind, no? Is the important factor. How to practice that? Mind likes to go anywhere, anytime. His favorite thing. Let me go, let me be free. Why are you being so dictator? But no, we don't. We engage in Krishna service. But we're not keeping him idle. We're not that he has nothing to do. No, he has something to do, yes. You serve Krishna. Oh, Baba, you don't like to serve Krishna? Oh, Krishna's very nice, you don't know? No, Krishna is sort of all rasa. So much ananda is dripping from the service of Krishna's lotus, from Krishna's lotus feet. In the service of Krishna's lotus feet, so much ananda is available. Giving that thing to him, he'll be happy. Yeah. Telling him, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. Can he be happy? Can he be happy? Can you be happy? Cannot, no? But having some active engagement, then something. So therefore, put our mind there. We're doing our activist devotional service, we're coming together, mainly Shravanam Kirtanam, but also other services are there. Let us keep our mind in that place. Let us put our mind in that place. Find shelter. Shelter is available. Krishna's lotus feet are full of shelter. Shelter is available, only have to get it. No? Understand? Mind is foolish, he's running away. Shelter is being given and he's going somewhere else. Vimudatma, bewildered. No? What is ashraya he's thinking? Nirashraya. What is nirashraya he's going that place. No, what is no shelter he's thinking? Oh, I'll go there. No? Let us come. Put our mind in that place. Where is Krishna? No? Put our attention there. Undivided attention. Practice for that. Don't make division. Multitasking. And multitasking is Maya's word. Multitasking means reducing your quality, boss. Sorry, I'm not accepting any argument on that point. That's my statement, and I stay with it. In front of anybody's face. Yeah? It means reducing your quality. That's all. You're not increasing your output. You're not increasing your overall output. You're just diverting your activity. Yeah? In Krishna consciousness, there's no question of multitasking. Do it with full attention properly. Yeah? And do that next thing with full attention properly. If you can't do the next thing properly, don't take it. Why do it? Why are you doing it? And if the guru is saying do it, then bring Krishna. Now I have to do it, let me do it properly. Because improperly done may as well not be done. Let it be done properly. Yeah, understand. Oh, I'll do 10 things. Yeah. 10 things, 1% done. Useful. Or one thing, 100% done. What's useful? Yeah? Understand. Point is not difficult to understand. Eh? You are making chapati, but impatient man cannot let it cook nicely. So, oh no, but we have to make many. So making cooking quickly. And cooking quickly means half-cooked. So he made 100 half-cooked chapatis. Oh, very good. What about if he made 1,000? Huge output. Can you do anything? Let there be one nicely made. Krishna's, oh, at last, thank you. Yeah? Guru is, oh, at last, something to eat. Now the rest of them, what can we do? You said a doorstop, what can we do? Nothing to do. Understand the point. Yeah? Let it be done nicely. Let one thing at least be done nicely. When that one thing is done nicely, go to the next. Okay, if you have capacity, actually have capacity, to multitask, to have one in place and mostly complete, next one initiating, okay, let it be done, if that is your actual expertise, but is it true? Or are we just taking excuse to divert our attention? Is our mind just cheating us out of doing something properly? Understand? Understand the point, huh? Mind is very good at cheating, don't trust. That cheating person, very good at cheating. And he's had time with us. Oh, our Srila Mataji has come. Hare Krishna Srila Mataji. Are you well? I'm happy to see you. So far away. But anyway, I hope to see you. Don't trust. He has had so much experience with cheating us, actually. For how long? How long has mind been cheating us? How long have we been here? As long as we've been here, we've been cheated by mind. You can make your calculation. Right? You can make your calculation. Anadi kal. Yeah? So mind is very expert in how to cheat us. He knows exactly what is the best way to cheat this person. Oh, I can do it this way. Yeah. He's got all his tricks figured out. All his styles, all his manoeuvres, all his tactics, everything figured out. He knows exactly how to cheat us. So we have to become a little bit intelligent. A little bit thoughtful. But the main point is, what is the purpose? All of the tricks of mind can be summarized in one thing, away from Krishna. Yeah. So the defeat of mind is towards Krishna, finish. Yeah? That's the intelligence that we need. And there are different styles of away from Krishna, but anyway, you can smell No, this is the wrong direction. Understand my point? Mixing of metaphor, but can you understand my point? No? He's going away from Krishna. That's his tricks. He's going towards Krishna, yes. So just push him towards Krishna always. By somehow or other, no? Prabhupada's word, somehow or other. You also go, cajole, coerce. You cheat him also. No, but bring him to Krishna. Understand, necessary. Krishna is telling, yes, no? In Srimad Bhagavatam we're finding, of course, akama savakamava, moksha kama adhidadi, divrena bhakti yogena, yadita purusham padam. Who we may be, what his qualification or disqualification is, what his desire is or is not, does not matter. Let him serve Krishna. No? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this verse has been nicely explained by Krishna's Kaviraj, telling that let Krishna's service go on for every man, whatever his condition is. And doing Krishna's service, he's having a heart full of, oh, I need this, and this and this. And Krishna's seeing his service, getting attracted, if he's doing service nicely, getting attracted. Tivrena means nicely doing service. Tivra means acute or intense. Or another way we can say something pure. Yeah? Just let the service be done. First you do the service, then you ask for the reward. Yeah? That is the point. Yeah? So okay, let the service be done. So then Krishna's getting attracted by some nice service, and he's thinking, oh, he's serving me. This person is serving me, and he's asking me to give him poison. He's a fool. This foolish person is asking me to give him poison as in response to my service. But I'm not a fool. He might be a fool, but I'm not a fool. I'm wise. Why will I give that kind of poison to him? I won't give him poison. Instead, even though he's asking, I won't give, I'll give him amrit. And when he's taking this amrit, oh, then he'll forget his poison desires. His poison desires he'll forget. And voluntarily, willingly, he'll want to become my servant. Which actually means the service will continue. Yeah? He was serving, it will continue, but it will continue, the cause will be taken away, it will become pure. Understand? Automatically. So let the mind somehow go to Krishna, let Krishna somehow or other be served. Yeah? Just for serving Krishna, finish. Yeah? And then afterwards we can worry about what the result is and what our desires are, what we're asking. Oh, by the way, Krishna, let that come afterwards. Now just serve. Understand my point? Yeah? Just let the service be done. Divrena, let it be done. Let it be done. And afterwards in that, and you know, we came because we were any particular reason, but somehow we came. Okay, so now do service. Now you came, do service. Let it be done nicely with attention is the main factor of nice. Expertise is not the main factor of nice. Nice service means with attention, isn't it? Yeah. If you're talking to somebody and he's, yes, oh yeah, I see. Then will you be happy? Not at all happy. But if he's talking, you're giving attention, even you can't understand perfectly, he'll be happy, isn't it? Only by that attention. Only by that attention. When you can please an ordinary man by a little attention, then how Krishna cannot be pleased? Of course Krishna will be pleased. Very pleased. Yeah? So give attention to your activity in Krishna consciousness. Mamana bhava. With some feeling, put your mind there. Or at least put it there anyway, somehow or other. Let it stay. Now, our acharyas make so many prayers. Now, my mind is like a bee. So bee, he likes to go to flower. But bee also very fickle. Go to flower, stay sometime, go away. Next one, next one, next one, next one. Yeah? But let my mind, like a bee, stay at the lotus flower of your feet and stay. Not go away, only stay. Please, O Krishna, let my mind stay there. And take that amrit. Get that kind of shelter. Because mind also can be convinced. Not convinced, but if you can prove to him, if you can make him satisfied, then he'll agree. He can be controlled also. If he's getting amrit, will he ask for vish anymore? Can you ask? Can't ask, isn't it? It's natural. It's natural. Getting amrit, oh, I didn't know such thing exists. Oh, yeah, there it is. Ah, gee, do you like? Oh, yes, I like. Do you want to go anywhere? No vish. No, it's not here. Good, thank you. Huh? Isn't it? This is the whole point of Krishna consciousness. Getting a higher taste fixed in consciousness. Visaya vinavatante. Nidaharasidehina. Raso vajra matopyasya. Paramjusan navatante. Getting a high taste is fixed in consciousness. Who is not fixed in consciousness is not getting high taste. Getting high taste fixed. Finished. Nothing to do. Oh, do you want some bish? No, thank you. No, I'll give you money to take it. It's okay. Give someone else. No need, isn't it? Fixed in consciousness. So this is Mahaprabhu's policy also. Let the mind not be
beaten into submission. Because as soon as the beating stops, he's waiting to run away. But actually let him be given something nice, something satisfying. Let him be given Amrit. And facing Amrit, he won't go anywhere else. Isn't it? Going somewhere else means not facing Amrit. Nah. Must be. How it can be any other way? Nah. So find out, what is that Amrit that we can taste? How we can taste Amrit? Find it out. Krishna is full of Amrit. Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's service is full of Amrita. Full. Asoka, Abhaya, Amrita Dwara, Tomada Karana Dwaya. Two lotus feet, full of Amrit. So our Krishna lotus movement is full of Krishna seva. That is the only thing taking place. So all that Amrit is there, available for every single person, in every single way. So, just we have to avail. Oh. Just find out. We are talking about self-realization. Yeah, we're talking about self-realization. Yeah. Oh yes, my Siddha Sarup, I am in Goloka Vrindavan, I am Vaikuntha, this. Okay, no problem. That's there, that's true also. That's true. But preceding that, we'll have to definitely have to be knowing about our material self. If we're not knowing about our material self, how can it be understood or believed that we're knowing about our spiritual self when our material self is so much lower? Yeah?
Understand.
If you don't know ABC, how can you read books? Oh, I can read books very well, Acha. What's his letter? Oh, I don't know. Then? So, in the process, what we say, in the process, on the progress of knowing our spiritual self, our material self will automatically become known. And this is a necessary point, because we can start dealing with that material self. Can you understand my point? What is our swabhava? Material swabhava. What is our nature? What is our tendency? And so we're trying to put that nature, that tendency to Krishna. No? We're doing Atma Samapan. Yeah? We are dedicating Atma. So what is that Atma? Who is that Atma? I'm philosophically Krishna Das. Yes, I can, no problems. Keep your philosophy in its right place. But how are you going to dedicate that yourself? Understand my point. Oh, I am this, I am that, I am that. Okay, but are you really? Ask his wife. Is he like that or what is he like? She will tell what he's like. Yeah? He should know himself, and that person he can give to Krishna. Understand? That tendency he can give to Krishna, that capacity he can give to Krishna, that incapacity he can pray to Krishna for protection from. No? This self should be known, and this self is given to Krishna, the real self, not the imaginary self. Oh, I am this, I am that. Oh, yes. So many things we are thinking that we are. Only even on a material platform, what to speak of higher. No? So dedicating of oneself means we have to know who that self is. But anyway, that's a concomitant. Anusangapala. We are on the path of self-realization, of realizing of Krishna, and automatically knowing about ourselves. And then, as we're knowing about ourselves, then we can incorporate that self-understanding into Krishna consciousness. Understand? If you're ignorant about yourself, how are you going to work with yourself? It's like a partnership. No? You have to work with your partner. Or whatever partner, business partner, a relationship partner. Okay, you have to work with your partner. If you don't know that partner, how can you work with them? You have an idea, and they have an idea. Or they're projecting an idea, you're projecting an idea. So we're working with this idea of who each other is, but they're not. Isn't it? Understand? No? Slowly we realize, he's not who he's thinking he is, and I'm not who I'm thinking I am. In the ordinary sense, can you understand my point? No? And when we start cutting through the layers of false ego, we realize, actually, I'm like this, and he's realizing, oh, actually, I'm like that. And he starts dealing towards the other party as he is. And the other party starts dealing towards him as he is. Then we can start doing something useful. Isn't it? Can you understand my point? So as we start realizing who we are, then we can start doing something real in Krishna consciousness. And doing something unreal in Krishna consciousness, without realizing who we are, with who we think we are. You know, oh yes, I am this, I am that, I am so brave, I am so fearless, I can do so many things. Okay. Okay, do all those things for Krishna, and Krishna's mercy will come that you'll realize actually it's not true. But you do that for Krishna, the benefit will be there. And in Krishna's service, all the different impurities, misunderstandings, misconceptions, they all go away. All of them. They all go away. No problems. There's no loss. But we'll come to know who is our natural self, and that natural self, we can engage in Krishna's service. No? It's the important point. No? It's called swabhava. No, this swabhava should be discovered. Materially, first of all, it will become discovered. We're not aiming for material thing, we're aiming for spiritual thing, but automatically it will come. No? Automatically it will come. And then that will help us how to engage that self in Krishna's service. In contact with Krishna. Then, also, when there is proper understanding, then someone becomes peaceful because the ignorance is gone. Oh, okay. So this is this, this is this, this is that is that, that is that. Becoming peaceful. Ah, then becoming peaceful, then it is a factor of controlling mind. Yeah? A concomitant of controlling mind. Mind is running to these false things. Sarvapadivinimoktam, tatsaratvana nimalam. So many upadis that mind is running to. Oh yes, I am this, I am that. Yeah? And we are telling to our friends, and our friends are flattering that, and they're telling to us their delusion of grandeur, and we are flattering that.
Isn't it? Goes on?
Ah. We're telling to the boss, oh yes, I can do these things. And he's saying, oh yes, you can. No. And everyone's hitting each other. Oh, please. When's it going to stop? When's something real going to happen? Is something real ever going to happen? What's happening? No? And Krishna consciousness, we want to cut all that. Okay, so maybe that has to be done or doesn't have to be done. That you can talk to Krishna about. But I'm talking about in Krishna consciousness service. No? But of course, if the material side or our non-Krishna or our, let's just say our non-Krishna activities are done in an imperfect way, the habit can come over into our Krishna consciousness. Understand my point? Yeah? We might say, oh no, I'm just doing business. So business means you have to lie, cheat and steal, otherwise you can't make money. Okay, but what if you get in the habit of lie, cheating and stealing and you come to the temple and then what are you going to do? Can you understand my point? Forgetting that karma in a longer term, what is the instant thing? Yeah? Or social life means you have to talk to so many people for so long about useless things. Yeah? So then, because we're talking useless things, and he's talking useless things, you're talking useless things, then everyone listens and not really with attention, they're just sort of pretending to listen. So okay, that may be acceptable socially or whatever, you may say or not say, okay. But if you get that habit and you bring it to Krishna consciousness, then your problem will come. Yeah? Then sit down to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and then mind has got the habit to, oh, talking means, let's go for a walk or a stroll or go to the moon. Yeah? So go to the moon! And so then Srimad Bhagavatam class went and, Ganarashwa Bhagatam Ki Jaya. Oh, it's finished. What happened? Yeah? Oh, what was the class? What was the verse? Where? Oh, moon looks nice, but what was the class? Don't know. Yeah? Pick up Japamala and chanting, and then mind goes, starts travelling, wandering, and then 16 rounds finished. Oh, 16 rounds finished. Oh, 2 hours gone. How many mantras did I chant? Did I chant number 8 and number 9? What happened? Don't know. Yeah? So that. Let's just say the other side of our life, if we can use that kind of terminology, it has an effect on our spiritual life as well, because we're creating a habit. Minimal way of saying it, we're creating a habit. So if we're doing it that in a unbeneficial way, I guess we can say an unsattvic or unspiritual way, then it's going that unspiritual energy is staying with us, and it's not going to just like stay at the door when we come to the activities of bhakti. Do you see my point? No? So we should try to do that throughout our material life in a favorable way for our spiritual life. Ultimately, we can't really separate material life, spiritual life, but for the sake of analysis, we make some separation. Understand my point, right? You can say you're clock on, clock off, okay, whatever. It's one life, but you see my point, right? So okay, make our spiritual life as focused as possible and make our material life as undistracted as possible, undistracting as possible. Yeah. And then, okay, then establish ourselves in the truth. Who are we? Who is Krishna? What is relationship? What is material world? I am meeting with so many people and dealing with so many people. What is the reality of that? The unreality we know. Oh yes, this is my friend, this is my mother, this is my father, this is my daughter. So much we know. My boss, my ex-boss, my ex-husband, ex-wife, so many things we know. That we know very well. And everyone will tell you all about that. Not difficult to find out about that. But what's the reality? What's the reality? And try to think of that reality. Try to remember that reality. Try to interact remembering that reality. Yeah? Maybe we have to talk to them as if they really are my boss. Oh, my underling. Oh, okay. So we okay. Don't break the social cycle, okay? Unless you want to be a sannyasi vairagi. But if you're not, then sorry, no choice. But at the same time, remember the reality. Okay, now he's like my boss. Now he's like my underling, my junior, my whatever, my dependent, whatever. But actually, that's not an absolute reality. Yeah? Understand? Yeah. Now I'm playing this role and he's playing that role. But it's not an eternal thing. Understand my point? Play it nicely, okay, but for the purpose of the eternal thing, for Krishna's service. Yeah? Don't break that. If you don't play it nicely, harmony will be broken, then you'll get disturbance. Do it nicely. Flatter him if he needs flattering, serve him if he needs serving, compassion him if he needs compassioning, even material ways. Yeah? Keep it smooth so that you can really come away from that. To do, because if all those things are done nicely, then your mind's not distracted by that anymore. You can leave the office and close the door and go home. Finish. Yeah, so to speak. You understand my point? Yeah? Then you can come and you can focus nicely on Krishna class. Yeah? And then if you've done it, done a whole life of that, then at the end of that life, we can retire from that nicely and freely, because we've been retiring from it every day. So then at the end, we can retire from it completely. No problem. Huh. We didn't do it nicely. We haven't been retiring from it every day. We've been bringing it home with us. Now then time comes, retirement comes. I don't know, in Singapore they're making retirement 75 then 5 years to lie in a bed as a mat and die. But anyway, normal retirement is less. No? And then you can actually retire. You can actually retire. Completely come away. Understand? That is the Vedic system. No? So we're doing a daily retirement in terms for what? Life retirement. Then we can, and retire, we don't only retire away, we take shelter in. Coming away from something is not enough. You have to go into something. Shelter is required every time. Understand my point? So then we're coming into Krishna, so to say. Understand my point? Getting contact into Krishna. Okay. Then, when we're doing that on that daily process, daily basis, or practicing for that, then when the time comes for leaving body, a devotee usually gets some, some advance knowing of that, Even if it's premature, it's still, Even cancer takes at least 6 months to cure you, Some knowing of that. Okay, so now it's my time. Okay, so let's put all those things aside. Now it's time for retirement. So let's now do Krishna fully. Done. That's it. So this is the verses telling you about that. Having practiced that, we can, controlling mind, controlling senses by mind, controlling mind by intelligence or by dedicating ourselves in Krishna's lotus feet, then leave body, that's all. Body will be left. Oh, it's not for me. Sorry. Can you say that again? It's for everyone. Yeah. So let us make profession for that. It's not a fearful thing, it's not a horrible thing, it's a joyous thing. Hey, now we have a chance to go to Krishna. Oh. Without leaving body, can't go to Krishna, in one sense. So, oh, good chance. Oh, now you have to, doctor says you have to leave your body in 6 months. Oh, good. Okay, now I can, why waste any more time? Now I've got 6 months, let me do it. All the excuses I've had have been based on my body, but now my body's going to go soon anyway, so I can stop serving him. Very good, now I have good excuses, isn't it? Now I have good reason, and I can tell the world, sorry, all your bodily duties you're putting onto me, binding me with these bodily duties, I'm just excusing myself from them right now because my body's going in 6 months, so sorry. Yeah? And you can do it. Bath. Good news. Yeah? Who is knowing the time of coming? He is fortunate. Yeah? So we're practicing for that. Yeah? We're practicing for that. How to retire from all the material things and how to come into all the spiritual things, into Krishna's service. Yeah? Krishna's service. Okay, my clock says that's my time. Am I allowed to invite questions or have I? No. So, thank you. I'm saying what I can say, with all incapacities included, disqualifications included. So, are there any questions? Oh!
Please, sir. Will you give mic?
It would not be complete without your question.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, quite a few points from your class. First thing that you spoke about is attention and have multitasking, or we cannot give. As devotees, we have to give attention to a particular task at one time. Okay, but we have so much conditioning and attention is the byproduct of a test that we have for a particular thing. If we have test for that thing, then test or liking or absorption for that particular thing, then automatically we'll develop liking for doing that thing.
Yeah.
Right now, but okay, there are two things for you to do it, that many different people have test for different things actually.
Huh.
And for doing service, we have to develop taste for devotional service. So how do we reconcile this? That because suppose if I have taste for doing certain things, certain activity, how can I develop taste for doing Krishna conscious? Or okay, our tendency is to dovetail that activity itself in Krishna service, but more or less times it's not possible also. Yeah, so.
Prabhuji is told correctly. Where we have taste, automatically we have absorption. No? Automatically mind goes there without difficulty. No? It's not difficult to think of the person you love. Oh, think of children. Oh, very easily. No? Just any excuse, mind goes there. No? But the person you don't like, difficult to think of. So then taste is required. So Prabhuji is telling we have different kind of tastes or inclinations. So usually we want to dovetail them in Krishna consciousness. Yes, that's the beginning point. But the strongest point is, the central point is that we make connection, we make relationship with someone who has taste for Krishna, in Krishna service, genuine taste. And not only he has taste, but we are able to get taste from him. Understand my point? It's called swajatya. This is the meaning of swajatya in our Vaishnav language. That means what is my intention or ambition he is having and he's able to give. There may be a multiple, like plural number of persons who are getting taste in Krishna's service, but can I get taste from him? Can you understand my point? Yeah? We're going to a doctor, there are so many doctors in any country, any place, but which one works for you? Yeah? It may work for everybody else, it doesn't work for you. It's not an insult to a doctor to understand, oh, it's not working for me. It worked for everyone else, okay, no problems, but it didn't work for me. But when you find a doctor that does work, okay, finish. Can you see my point? So the sadhu is plural, no problem, but not every sadhu is going to be somehow we're going to be able to click with every person. But we find someone who we can click with and work with them. And they will give taste to us. Yeah? And also our current taste, which like you say, our material, correct, still having taste with Krishna, that means he's having relationship with Krishna. He can... Bhakti Thakur has made prayer that on behalf of the sadhaka, the sadhu is praying, oh Krishna, please give me something. And Krishna will do it on that prayer. Understand? So if we make a relationship with the sadhu who is dear to Krishna, then he will pray for our benefit, for Krishna to accept our service, and then it'll become acceptable. Understand? And then it'll become spiritualized. And the material side will gradually fall away. So it really needs that taste is developed by the blessing of those who are tasting.
You said you had more questions. If you'd like to have more questions, I don't know, Prabhuji. You can.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I'll ask him later. Thank you so much.
Another person has a question.
Okay, so we're actually not a question but a point here. In the purport, Prabhupada mentions opportune moment. This word opportune is mentioned four times.
Oh.
It's very interesting because what happens to a person who doesn't get this opportune moment in life? That means if we follow all the things that is mentioned in even in chapter 8, whole of Bhagavad Gita, and then you come to the conclusion of chapter 8, at the 23 to 26, at the time of quitting your body, you have to be in the light, not in the smoke, and all that stuff. And if you don't reach that, you lose your opportune moment. So a yogi cannot come to the conclusion of all his practice if he doesn't pass away in those conditions. But here also in the chapter 8, Prabhupada explains in his purport that for a devotee, you can pass away in an opportune moment or not in an opportune moment or an accident or whatever, you know. And I remember you gave a class in Kerala last year and you said that, one has to accept a shelter, which you mentioned just now also, that if you don't take shelter, you must have nada. You mentioned that. When you don't have shelter, when you don't have someone above you, then you become another. Another. It's a very nice point. So I remember that. So if you want this opportune moment not to affect you, irregardless of any condition, then you have to beg the shelter of Krishna through the agency of spiritual master, and then you don't have to worry about this situation. And because even within this moment, there is full of anxiety. Will I make it or not? You know? But the mercy of the spiritual master, you have such confidence that I don't really care about the opportune moment anymore. Hare Krishna, I just wanted to say that point.
Krishna's arrangement Prabhuji is telling that point because that was what I got from the purport, and I plan to speak on that thing today. Only that point. But I didn't even get a chance to, so now it's come out, so that's I'm happy. Another question? Al Sukadev for this question? Did you have a question for you? Mataji Sahib have a question? Mike can't reach, but you can still tell. Oh, Madan Mohan run away. What to do? Just when I'm looking to him. Oh, my Nath, gone. Oh, I am Anath. Oh, there. Now far away. Don't be far away. Would you, another question? Any person have a question or comment? Question or comment from any side? Okay. Looks like not. Then? We close the class. Oh, what happens? Then we close the class, would you? Then we close the class? Yes, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. So, I'm happy to come here to our, due to the kindness of Rani Mataji and her family and all devotees. Very nice we have chance, and the Labor Day instigator, whoever he or they were, give us a chance. In the whole world, national, in worldwide holiday, May Day. Okay, very good. So it's becoming auspicious for those reasons. So I thank everyone also. Guntara Chun Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Guru Maharaj ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Itai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Shri Guru Nitai ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hi. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Ganesh.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Jai Ganapa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right.
అదే శరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపారతి ఇస్కాన్ పావందాచార్య దివాన్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపారతి ఆనంద కోటి వైష్ణవృందకి నమ ఆచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి శ్రీ ప్రభు శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవా శ్రీ ఘోర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గో గోపినాథ్ శ్యామకుంద రాధాకుందగిరి గోవర్ధానకి బృందావన్ ధామకి మధుర ధామకి మాయపూర్ ధామకి గంగమాయకి యమునమాయకి భక్తి దేవికి తులసి దేవికి సమవేద భక్త బృందకి హరిదాస్ సంకీర్తానకి సంగీత యజ్ఞకి ప్రభాతజాకకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రుక్మిణి ద్వారకీకి శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాద్ నరసింహమహారాజు
Hare Krishna Prabhu and Mataji. We would like to thank everyone for having come for this most blessed occasion, because Prabhu is here with us. We sincerely pray again, Prabhu, that you know you keep coming. Prabhu is going to be here. He's going to give class on Saturday, Sunday, so more the reason that we should be there for the programs. Okay, the announcement is Dinamata Prabhu, no? You want to see it? Okay, so Saturday we have program at Lakshminarayan Temple. Sunday we'll be having programs at Virama Kaliman Temple. Isha Prakash Prabhu will continue giving the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam class. And yeah, there's nothing else. We like to thank Isha Prakash Prabhu once again. And we can put the Lordship to rest and serve Prasadam.
Prabhu, you want to see?
Yeah. Okay, Hare Krishna. Tomorrow, yeah, tomorrow is Friday. Slip my mind. Okay, so tomorrow we're having the Tamil program. The program is going to be held at North Indian.
Singapore, North India.
Singapore, North Indian Association. 47 Cuff Road. So it's just along where Gujarati Society is. So it starts at 7:30. Krishna Chandrapur will take the class. So we really urge devotees to be there, because it's a new place, new opportunity. So more devotees will create more scope for more preaching activities. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. We'd like to have your attention, please. We would like to thank Her Grace Rani Mataji and family for hosting us for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. And it is actually a very sublime activity for every grihastha to actually have Harinam and chanting of the verses Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna Katha in their house. And if they do it occasionally like this, then the Lord becomes very pleased and one can actually make proper spiritual advancement. So we would like to thank them once again. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I didn't know.